everyone, Patrick here. I'm in a town called Ingrim in Siberia. So today we left a town called Nyagin, which is a town that's sort of the edge of the ice. I think guys put a post on last night, sort of talking about Nyagin and what we did there, the police that sort of guided us in. Nyagin was fantastic. The police were sort of like this incredibly helpful people, almost too helpful perhaps. Sometimes you wanted to sort of go into your own thing, but they insisted on showing you the town and showing you, you know, the shops and taking you places and interpreting and all this kind of stuff. So we ended up going and getting some dinner and then heading back to our hotel room and getting some sleep. And we sort of woke up reasonably early this morning. And the mechanics had worked all night. They had replaced Panzer, our bike, replaced its fuel tank. So it now has a very stylish blue fuel tank to go with the sort of tan, desert-coloured colour scheme. That'll now not be leaking fuel, which is fantastic. They also fixed up Geordie's bike. Geordie's been travelling with us. He's from the amusement park team. He's travelling by himself. So they fixed up his bike and fixed up his oil gasket and his transmission fluid leak and his fuel leak. So it's now less of an environmental disaster from his bike now. So we headed off, and eventually the police escorted us out of town, got some photos from all the police dudes, and then headed off towards Priobi, which is the town on the very edge of the ice road. And once again, we said, we're going to the town, and the cars coming towards you were all flashing their lights, which is obviously the universal signal for police ahead. So we rock up, and of course the police see us, spot us, and run on the road and flag us down, and insist again, you know, Priobi is only like 30-40 k's from Nyagin. Insist again on showing us around the town. And there was this incredibly enthusiastic guy whose name I entirely forget. He didn't speak, actually, he was a few words of English, which was very interesting learning more. But that didn't sort of prevent him from attempting to communicate. And he was just, the sheer enthusiasm he displayed in his communication was just staggering, and he asked us if we wanted a cafe, and we said yeah, sure, we'll go to a cafe in Nice, and took us to this cafe, introduced us to the waitress, and sort of did the thing where they sort of try and interpose and order on your behalf and show you things. I mean, we're sort of capable of ordering at cafes and working out by now, but they're sort of doing it for you, and it gets very confusing for everyone concerned, and the waitress sort of rolling her eyes a bit. And but like he's asking her to bring out like samples of the food on like little spoonfuls on a plate so we can see what each one is so we can choose. And we ended up literally ordering everything on the menu he gave us because we were really hungry. That was sort of breakfast we had. We had soup and we had cutlets, which I can make patty again, with puree, which is turtle mash, and salad, which is like a, you know, chopped egg and chopped cucumber and stuff like that. So that was fantastic. Then we headed, we jumped in the car, and he showed us out of town and showed us basically all the way to the very start of the ice road, the Zimnik. Our bike Panzer had a bit of a throttle issue halfway down the road, embarrassingly. We sort of locked itself on full throttle, so we had to sort of knock it out of gear and pull over to the side. And Geordie was following this police guy, and they sort of drove off in distance. So we're madly trying to fix the throttle pedal because it's sort of slipping around the handlebar. So he shoved some cardboard from the socks that he bought for us. This guy was very nervous about us, obviously. We're going out and freezing to death and didn't want us to come to human articles. And so he took us all around town and insisted we buy, you know, our liners for our boots to keep us to prevent the cold, and they are fantastic. This is what we've been looking for. As well as decent mitts he got us to buy and woolen socks. And this is the sort of stuff we've been looking for, but it's great to have his advice, you know, on what to do. It's full of helpful hints, you know. Don't make sure your bags are tied and distribute the weight between the two motorbikes. It's all entirely in gestures, enthusiastic hand gestures. You know, don't speak any English. Don't do your boots too tight. And much of this we knew, but it was very good to have his help there. And it was definitely fantastic. He was a brilliant guy. So he drove us out to the index and we fixed Panzer with a bit of cardboard around the throttle mount, so sort of, and unscrewed it and put the cardboard and screwed it back in so it's a bit thicker. So it locked into place, and that's much better now. So it wasn't jammed on full. And then he took us down onto the Zimnik for the first time, and it was sort of it's a road. I mean, car was driving, I was in the sidecar, and apparently it's quite slippery, but it didn't seem too potholed and bumpy perhaps, like lots of hills up and down. So we drove and drove and drove and drove and through small towns, and it sort of follows the river side of the river and occasionally goes on and then comes off. It's quite wide, it's perhaps like a 4-lane road, but sort of 1 lane in each direction. I guess people could have got room to maneuver. Almost got lost. He drew us this brilliant little map, the map was like just like a little fork and saying, take the left fork and look for a town called Igrim, which is where we are now. And so we sort of thought, we went down the fork and we weren't sure the right ones, so we went back and double checked and was the wrong one, so we dodged that thought and managed to finally make our way to this town. And so we sort of pulled into town, and Julie's bike is again leaking oil, as it loves to do. He puts about a litre and a half into it a day, which is something only like a litre, I think. It's consuming more oil than it is petrol. We took it into a auto, and we thought it was like an auto magazine, perhaps, like an auto car parts shop, which was similar. We sort of open the door and it's a car workshop, and we're like, oh, okay. So we sort of wander in and say hello, and they sort of say hi and say, do you have any oil, like this one? And they're like, oh, no. And they sort of open the garage door, move one of the two cars in the workshop out, and ask us to move our bikes in. We move our bikes in, and they talk and they look. And so they end up giving us the, filling up the oil and buying more oil for us, which we still haven't paid for. I don't think, they've refused to accept payment for the service I've done on the bikes. Fixed up, replaced Geordie's gaskets on his engine, checked over the bikes, and I think checked the spark plugs and the ignition. Absolutely fantastic people. And then the owner of the workshop, we said, could you recommend a cafe and a hotel? So he said, no, come and have dinner at my house. He spoke reasonable English, which is pretty fantastic. Come to dinner at my house. We just had dinner at his house with his wife and his son, which was absolutely really, really cool. Really nice Russian dinner. We had potato and sausages, and salad and pickles and, what else? There was, guys reminding me it cost off. Okay, we had dinner. It was fantastic. And then we sort of said, oh, we'll go to the hotel now. That's okay. He's like, sure. And he drives us to this apartment. And apparently he has an empty apartment. And we've been invited to stay in this empty apartment he's given to us. And, so it's absolutely fantastic. The people here are so hospitable. We're going to have a good night's sleep tonight. And then we're going to head off north again tomorrow. We're sort of out of time. We did about 200 odd k's today. So we need to average about 100K a day for the remaining 5 or so days of the trip. So I guess we'll see how we go. Brooks will take it easy and sort of see the sights and meet people, but it's been an absolutely fantastic experience this evening, and we'll sort of look forward to more in the future. So still aiming to start card on the 22nd and then home on the 27th, but having a good time, and I understand Perth is a lot hotter than here. It's bloody cold. Anyway, we'll do that audio post tomorrow night if we've got coverage. Thanks. Cool. See ya.